almost 6 million people have Alzheimer's. And so it's important that we are able to find some kind of effective treatment, something to keep people from losing their memory. Can you tell me about this new memory study that's going on?
Yes, so the aptwebstudy.org is an important way for people to help us fight Alzheimer's disease by going online, giving us a little information about themselves, like their age and whether or not they have a family member who's been affected. They take some memory tests, and they're kind of fun. It's like card sorting test, and they rate their own memory. We do that every 3 months for the rest of their lives, and we begin by having tens of thousands of people to be able to detect the subtlest, earliest changes of Alzheimer's disease, to get those people to have the opportunity to participate in clinical trials to prevent the severe stages of Alzheimer's disease. So this is an opportunity to be one of us, a member of a citizen army, to help us fight Alzheimer's disease.
So what are the outcomes that you hope to get here? I mean, when you're going on the internet and you're tracking your memory, will this help develop medicines, or what kind of therapies will it help develop?
Yes, that's our goal, is to find treatments for Alzheimer's disease and eventually to find cures for this terrible disease. So by being able to detect people who are in the earliest stages, we can refer them to local universities that serve as clinical trial sites, and they're told about clinical trials, and if they want to participate, then they're invited to have some additional screening that would allow them to enter into a clinical trial if they have the right characteristics for the trial. So our goal is treatment development through clinical trials, and clinical trials are the only way that the FDA allows new medicines to be approved. So it's the only way to the future of better treatments for Alzheimer's disease.
Can you tell me about the role of Indiana University here as one of the trial sites?
Yes, well, Indiana is one of our one of the sites that we're most proud of. They have a very active research group there that's an important part of the aptwebstudy.org that we're participating in. They're a part of the national infrastructure of Alzheimer's disease clinical trial sites. They are fantastic leaders in many aspects of Alzheimer's disease research, including the study of both early onset and late onset Alzheimer's disease. So they have a great program there. They are really great participants and partners in the aptwebstudy.org.
So if someone wanted to get in on this trial, what are the qualifications, and then how do they join?
So we're looking for people who have normal memories and who are over the age of 50. It's a very broad study. We want tens of thousands of people to participate. They go to the aptwebstudy.org website. That stands for Alzheimer's Prevention Trial, but the site is aptwebstudy.org. They'll be asked some questions, and they'll be told all about the study. And then if they decide to participate, they'll be led right through the questions that allow them to become members of the citizen scientist army that is fighting Alzheimer's disease.
All right, Dr. Jeffrey Cummings, is there anything that I didn't ask that you'd like to add?
Just to emphasize the importance of this, this is a disease which we see from COVID, how vulnerable people with Alzheimer's disease are to communicable illnesses. We really need to prevent this. We need to take important steps towards reducing the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease, and the APT web study is one of the important tools for doing that.
That begs another question there. You talked about the relationship between Alzheimer's and COVID. What is that relationship?
Well, for reasons that are still to be determined, Chris, we see that almost a third of all of the deaths from COVID are nursing home residents, and most of those nursing home residents have Alzheimer's disease. So there is some vulnerable link between Alzheimer's disease and COVID that we have yet to fully understand, but what we see is the tremendous vulnerability that Alzheimer's disease has when it comes to COVID.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.